from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. This first blast of winter is only going to get worse overnight before it gets better, especially on the roads. We've been inundated all afternoon in our newsroom with reports of highways in the region being closed by weather and collisions. Consult Ontario 511 before heading out for the latest. Some streets in town are also affected, so you're advised to stay home unless you really have to go out. The executive director of the Canadian Mental Health Association, Cochrane-Temiskaming, made a direct plea for better funding yesterday to the Ontario Legislature's Budget Committee. Paul Jalbert says the healthcare system is in crisis, especially in treatment for addictions and mental health. Among its needs is money for supportive housing.
That's not just the bricks and mortar, which is really important. We need more housing stock and affordable housing stock for sure. But the actual supportive component of this, the people who help people with activities of daily living.
Jalbert told the MPPs that improving mental health and addiction services will help ease the crisis in other sectors those people turn to as an alternative. Audio of our entire interview is on MyTimmonsNow.com. A new report says we have to change the way we deliver health care in Canada. CSA Group, which develops and sets standards for just about everything, notes that senior citizens make up about 18% of Canada's population, yet account for 45% of health care spending. And that will rise sharply, with seniors predicted to account for 22% of the population by 2040. The group says we need to stop treating our healthcare system as sickness or illness-based, with treatments coming after the fact. Instead, it suggests governments put more resources into illness prevention, including things like housing, mental health, and loneliness, which can affect your overall health as you age. The group that brings you Rock on the River turns 10 next year, and Timmins Festival and Events Committee Communications Director Lise Grew says it has a very local way to celebrate.
We were able to land Preston Pablo and have him come home and do a concert.
Preston Pablo is a 23-year-old Timmins native with a couple pop and R&B Juno Awards under his belt and millions of listens on Spotify. The all-ages concert is Saturday, May 10th. General admission tickets are $40 and go on sale on Friday on Eventbrite.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.